From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The U.S. boycotts legal hearings into Helms-Burton by the World Trade Organization. The Chilean consul in Haiti murdered, and Calypso censorship in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States is warning that it won't take part in the legal proceedings of a challenge into the Helms-Burton law now before the World Trade Organization. The challenge has been brought by the European Union, which maintains that the law breaks trade rules. But the U.S. has retorted that it's foreign policy and not a trade issue and won't take part in the hearing involving a panel of judges appointed by the WTO. Leslie Goff in New York has been following reaction in the U.S.
"We will not show up," a senior Clinton administration official told reporters on Thursday when asked what Washington would do when the World Trade Organization panel convened to discuss Cuba. The U.S. official declared that the World Trade Organization, which was intended to be an arbiter of world trade rules, has no competence to proceed in an issue of American national security. At the heart of this bitter dispute is Europe's claim that the United States' Helms-Burton Act violates international law by imposing penalties on foreign companies that conduct business in Cuba using property or assets that once belonged to American companies. European officials have described as arrogant the American effort to declare the Helms-Burton Act outside the jurisdiction of the WTO. There is room for maneuver, though. The American action falls short of a legal step. The Clinton administration said it would not formally invoke its national security exemption for several weeks.